At its worst, the backup at the Lab of Hygiene meant district attorneys had to wait more than a year for results from blood tests looking for traces of certain drugs. That caused cases to be delayed and even forced some counties to pay for samples to be processed in Minnesota. But now officials at the lab say they're turning the corner. Laura Lidicote is a chemist supervisor for the State Lab of Hygiene. She says with a state grant, they were able to send 600 blood tests to a lab in Pennsylvania. Two new positions were also included in the recently passed state budget, but Lidicote says a recent policy change that lets the lab test for only one banned substance per case is making the biggest difference.
And so we've been able to delete thousands of tests from our log because they weren't necessary due to the presence of a restricted controlled substance.
But the change has drawn mixed reactions from district attorneys. Eau Claire DA Gary King says he's glad blood tests are being processed faster, but having more information helps ensure convictions in OWI cases.
If someone has in their blood any number of substances that could contribute to impaired driving, it certainly is easier to potentially prosecute a case than having just a single substance.
The State Lab of Hygiene says with the grant, extra positions, and new policy, they're able to process marijuana blood samples within a few months, and overall, drug samples are processed in less than a year. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.